Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, my beautiful family? How are you all doing this day? So, you know what's up? Come on in the room. Yeah, come on in and go ahead and grab you something to drink. And once you do that, have a sit down. Yeah, have a sit down. And let's take a deep breath in. Yeah, exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, my beautiful family? How are you all doing? How was your week? How was it? Oh, I hope it was awesome. I hope it was full of positive vibes, man. I hope that you really, you know, or you're probably still talking about what happened last week because it was that good, right? It was that good, right? And you are definitely want to continue that positive vibe for this week, right? So what's going on, my beautiful family? I hope all is well with you. I hope things are going great with you. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking, honey. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I don't have any complaints. There's a lot I can't complain about, but I'm not even going to mess my moment or my day by complaining because Lord knows I need deliverance from that. How many of you out there can raise your hand and say, yeah, child, I need deliverance on my complaining. And you know, we complain and we murmur. Child, we'd act like the people in Israel, you know, wandering the wilderness. That's all they did was just complain, honey. They were all right for a while, but then something comes up or something stirs up or something gets them all mixed up. They start to complain and all this stuff and bicker and murmur and all that stuff. And you see how that happened, right? You see how that worked for them, right? But thank God for God's grace and mercy. Thank God that he's a God that can fix and deliver and help us through those areas in our lives that sets us off, right? That sets us aback. And he doesn't want us to stay stuck in our rut. He wants us to move forward. He's ready to, you know, direct us forward. Yes, God is all about moving forward, okay? And we may walk with him for a minute, but then we just go ahead and leave him hanging, right? Just leave him there because we want to take a different route because that journey seems a bit too long. Or we just want to go ahead and compromise. Of course, Lord, you know what, God, I got a better idea. How about if we take this route, you know? And you know how that works sometimes. It doesn't work in our favor, right? We try to take over the position and, you know, think that we know where we're supposed to go and we have no clue where God is leading us and directing us, you know? So, yeah, you know, I don't have no complaints. I'm just grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be alive. And speaking of that, my birthday is coming up, y'all. Yes. This is September month. I am celebrating the whole month because it's my birthday month. Hey, I can do that. It's my business, okay? So, yeah, man, I'll be turning 54. What? Yeah, girl, I'll be turning 54. Am I right? Yeah, I'll be turning 54. Sometimes you have to think about that. Wait a minute. Okay, and it's so funny because I remember when my mom, bless her soul, when she was alive, right? And she was, you know, her birthday was coming up and her birthday's in July. And she was, you know, turning a certain age. And I was often asked mommy, I said, Mom, how are you going to be? And she's like, oh, that's a good question. And she started laughing at herself. She's like, baby, you know, when you get older, you sometimes don't even remember how old you're going to be, you know, and it's like, she didn't, and thank God she didn't have no medical, no mental issues or anything like that. It's just what it is. It just happens sometimes, you know, sometimes you just have to, you know, calculate, you know, how old you're going to be, you know, and it's okay, you know. So, yeah, I had to think twice on that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm turning 54. You know, so, and I don't have no problem saying my age. You know, I know people have their little qualms about it. Like, oh, you shouldn't tell people your age. Why not? you know, because they're like, if you tell your age and you know you're a type person, you tell your business. Where do you get this stuff from, man? My age is nothing secretive. You know what I'm saying? And you want to go ahead and keep it a secret so have people guess it. That's all on you. Okay? But when I tell my age, I'm telling of the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, honey. He's the one that has kept me on this earth. And he's still keeping me on this earth. I'm not doing that by myself. So yeah, I'm going to be bold and proud and loud to say I'm turning 54. Hello. But here's the thing. I don't look it. Come through. Hey. Baby girl, don't look it, boo. Okay. Don't listen. Now, my grades may be popping up like, you know, like they ain't got no business. Like, I don't know why they popping up all fast all of a sudden. I did not tell them that they are welcome to live up in my head. Okay. But they decided to want to, you know, pop up a little bit more. But even though, even with that, I still look fly. Okay. I still look fly. Now, my body, I would say, you know, is starting to, you know, let me know that, yeah, you are getting older, you know. And I have to keep saying now in the atmosphere, I am not old, okay? I am not old, even though my body may have those little aches and, you know, little cracking going on every now and then, snap, crackle, pop drama. Like, what is that? You know, I'm like, oh, don't even trip, body. Don't even trip. Sometimes you have to speak over your body. You know what I'm saying? You start feeling some kind of way and your knees start acting funky and your feet start acting funky and everything. I'm like, what is going on? And I had my physical and thank God everything is well. My heart is doing good. Thank the Lord. You know what I'm saying? But still, you're just like, what is it? You know, and it's just that your body is just going through the changes. You know, as you're getting older, your estrogen starts to go down some. And every woman's body is different. I know that. And there are supplements out there that can help improve, your estrogen level and all other levels and whatever else going on in your body parts and stuff. But, and then nothing wrong with that. I mean, if the doctor prescribes that, it's all good. But at the end of the day, you still have to say, God, I thank you for life. I thank you that I'm able to get up out the bed on my own free will, that I don't need any assistance of any type of tool or what have you. And I'm not there knocking down those who are using assistance in terms of a cane or anything like that. No. But for those of us who are not using that, you just need to just thank God and don't complain about the fact that, oh, I'm getting older. Oh, I'm feeling old. You know, girl, stop that. You just better thank God that you are here. You know, so that's why I don't have no problems or shame to say how old I am. Because, baby girl, I don't look my age. And God is preserving my youth. Come on, honey. If you talk to God and tell God what your desires are, what you would like for yourself, or if, you know, what you want. And here's the thing. He said, ask in his name, whatever it is. He said, ask in his name and it shall be given unto you. It shall be granted unto you. So if those are things that you have been pondering in your heart, don't be ashamed to talk to God about it. Or don't be afraid to talk to God about it. He already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what's going on in your mind. So why not just go ahead and tell him and allow God to minister back to you? And he will do just that. He will bless you. He will honor what the desires of your heart is. So if you want to live a long, healthy Zoe life, God's way of living, you want to truly enjoy the abundance of life in every area of that, guess what? He will supply it. He will make it happen. Now, you got to do your part, though. You got to continue to take care of yourself. You got to eat better. You got to drink a lot of water. You got to definitely do your exercise, whatever that may be, right? And you just got to, you know, flush out or block out the noise of what's in this world or what's going on around your world in terms of family and friends, you know, because people got issues, just like you got issues, right? But you don't need to add anybody else's issues on yours. You know what I'm saying? You've been there, done that. And you see how it has lowered your estrogen level. okay, down through the years. You know what I'm saying? And now you are getting older in life. For those of us who are in that 50 plus, you know, you're getting older in life and you started to see some things. You witnessed some things. You had a revelation in some things. You had some declarations in some things. Okay. You have seen it just about. You've seen just about all of it. And you had to make some decisions. And you like, either I go ahead and continue to allow people to pour that garbage in my world, in my garbage can, in my heart, or I'm just going to go ahead and take a different route. And I'm just going to block it or lock it or whatever I got to do, because I want to live. I want to experience this abundance life that God has promised me with. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, I am thankful to say I'm going to be 54. You know, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm thankful that I'm able to get up and I'm able to move, that I'm able to do the basic stuff that a lot of people are just not able to do, or they are doing it, but they're not doing it the way they want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, don't dare shut down don't do that. Just say, yeah, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm turning such and such, and I'm just feeling good about myself. I'm feeling good about life, and that God has given me another chance of life. Every day, God gives us another chance of life. Isn't there something powerful to say? God has given you another chance of life. He woke you up today. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, yes, this is a blessed gift. My family been asking me, my daughter, they've been asking me, like, Mom, what do you want for your birthday? I said, I don't know. I've been shrugging my chest. I said, I don't even know, baby. I said, first of all, I know I want the gift of life. That is the number one gift. That's the number one thing on my list, if you want to call it my wish list or what have you. The gift of life. That's the number one thing. If I don't get anything else, at least I'm alive to see my birthday. Okay? Because there's a lot of 53 and 54 year olds that are in the grave as we speak. Okay, and I want to live a long, healthy Zoe life. I want to outlive my great aunt who was 104 when she passed away. You know, she was beautiful. She was spunky. You know, she was just full of life for her cute little self. Okay, she would walk to the pond by her house and go fishing, and she ain't had no car, of course. She used her legs, and she would go where she needed to go, right down there in South Carolina, honey. And just as cute as she wanna be, and I just love my Aunt Weeza. I just loved her. She was just the sweetest little doll, baby. And I just like, wow, I just want to outlive that. Or I just want to live to that point. Because, hey, you look at the people in the Bible. You see how old they were when they died. Good googly moogly. Okay? But if God can extend their life and yet they did not look that age, come on. What makes you think he can't do it for us? We have witnessed that through the course of this time of being on this earth, where we have heard the news of people living past 100 plus years of age, and they're the oldest person, you know, that's living 110 years old or whatever the case may be. And that is absolutely amazing, right? But I still want to keep, you know, be active and keep moving, keep thriving, you know, still have a sharp mind, you know, still, you know, participating in different things and stuff like that. I definitely want to be active at that stage of my life, right? So yeah, I'm excited because, yeah, it's my birthday month. And I'm just looking forward to what God has in store for my life in the years to come, right? So listen, I want to get with you real quick just to share a little nugget with you. And I wanted to just talk about your best. Your best. Your best is enough, right? And let me ask you, what is your best? What is it? What is it that you like to do? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that, you know, really puts a smile on your face? What is it that gives you joy? Is it, you know, is it reading? Is it being creative? Is it designing? Is it drawing? Is it, you know, helping people? You know, what is it that you enjoy doing that you definitely want to be able to pour into someone else? Right? But guess what? That is enough for you. That is enough to get things rolling, to get things moving. to be active, right? Your best is enough. Sometimes we think that what we have is not enough. And that slows us down, that paralyzes us, that puts us on the side, on the sidelines, and because we think that what we have is not enough to complete the project, to complete the plan, to complete what or to complete that assignment. And so we just wait a little while longer, you know, for the heavens to open up and pour the resources of what you need. But honey, you have it already. Your best is enough, meaning that it's already there. It's already in the room. It's already there, right there with you. It's in you. You have the creativity, you have the mobility, you have the vision, you have the brain, you have the qualifications to go ahead and activate in your best. You have it in you. I mean, I could tell you right now from my personal experience how I allow my lack of to get the best of me. When I thought I didn't have enough, I just went to the sidelines and said, well, you know what? I'm not going to do it because I don't have it. Plus I have to buy it, or I have to, you know, save money to get it. And then when I get it, then I can start my thing. I can start this, I can start that. But you know how long that was? You know, I waited for like a year or not, maybe 6 months. And then by that time I would be totally, I just gave up on myself. I didn't give up on the project, if you will. Well, in a sense I did, but I gave up on myself because I just didn't believe in myself. And that's the problem with a lot of us. We don't believe in us. We don't believe that we are fully equipped enough to make that best enough. But if God give you the vision and he's giving you the idea, he's already telling you, you are enough. There's more in you that I have already implemented is enough to get you started, to pay your bills, to upgrade you to the next level of your in your destiny. He has already equipped you with more than enough, beloved. Your best, whatever that is enough. Enough to open up the windows of heaven for you. God will pour more out for you because you start to pour out to those to bless. He will pour out more for you, okay? He won't do that until you start to pour. Ah, come on now, because we expect him to pour when we are idle. We expect him to do the great, not saying that he can't, because we serve a great God, right? But we expect him to pour more, even when we haven't poured any. You know, we looking up in heaven like, okay, God, I'm just waiting on you. You know, I'm going to sit here and, you know, and see what the end gonna be. You know what I'm saying? You know, when God's like, my daughter, my child, I'm waiting on you to pour what I have already given you. Once I see that you are faithful and just with the little things, then I will go ahead and reimburse you back. Come on with what you poured out. Come on with it. You know what I'm saying? So your best is enough to get you out that door. Your best is enough to get you out of debt. Your best is enough, right? To take you to the next level that God's been preparing you for, that he's been developing you for. Come on with it. But you will never know that until you decide to get up and believe that there's more in you, right? We say that, you know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Well, we know how to recite those scriptures so good, honey. It is sweet to the tongue. We know how to recite it. But do we actually believe in it? Do we actually apply what we say it? And a lot of times we don't. We just sound religious. We sound good religious. Ain't no just how the Pharisees and the Sadducees were, honey. They just performed, honey. They just pretend like they knew they were all godly. But they were just as wretched and evil as they want to be. Okay? And you are better than that. If you have God in you, you are better than that. You're supposed to shine because you got God in you, right? You're supposed to flourish because you got God in you, right? God is not stagnant. Hello. Let that marinate in your mind. God is not stagnant. So why are you? Okay? God is not sitting on the sidelines and just, you know, twiddling his thumbs and just hoping, you know, that somebody notice him. Nope. Why are you doing it? You know what I'm saying? You have power in you. You can do so much. With God in you, you can do anything with God in you. Now, you can't do anything, you know, if you don't have God in you, okay? But some of us out there would say, oh, I can do whatever I want, you know? And you don't have God in you in the first. You're not even asking God for assistance. You're not even asking God for direction. You just take it upon yourself in your own will, in your own fleshy way. And you see, that's self-destruction right there, right? But if you put God in ahead of your life, you put him in your life first and ahead of your life, you will see some things start to manifest in your life. You will see that mountain that has been an eyesore, it's going to start to move to the side because God is the one that's helping you and directing you and showing you different ways and how to jump over that mountain, how to knock that mountain down, how to push it to the side and just go forward. You know, he sees the obstacles before you even enter or before you come to the obstacle. He already has a solution to the obstacle. He already knows exactly what needs to be done with that obstacle before you get there. But when we see the obstacle, we freak out. We like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. But yes, you can do it because I can do all things through who? Christ. Who what? Who strengthens me. Right? He's in me, right? So I can do it. I can move those mountains because he's in me. God's in me. He's given me clarity. He's given me ideas. He's given me the tools. He's given me the remedy. He's given me everything I need to go forward, to knock it, to break it down. You know, it only took one stone to knock down that giant Goliath. David did not stand there and get nervous and his knees buckling and all that stuff. He didn't do all that. That little baby boy, he said, listen, I killed bears and all kind and lions and all kinds. And I did all of that. What makes you think I can't kill you, Goliath? You know what I'm saying? Goliath, you know, his big old tall mighty self, you know. Arrogant as he can be, just taking David as a little joke. He in Goliath's mind, he just look at David like a flea or like a gnat that he could just pluck. You know what I'm saying? He really thought he could kill David, right? But David, he did not get intimidated by the size of Goliath. From David's perspective, Goliath was just a big old mess. A big old glob of mess, okay? And he was tired of it. He was like, man, you blocking my light. Man, you blocking my destiny. You need to get out the way. And what did he do? He went and took that rock and put in his sling thing and started swinging that thing. And he was speaking in abundance. He was speaking, you know, and just calling out. He just went, whoop, and kill Goliath. And that's what you need to do, is to speak to your Goliath. Speak to those areas in your life that is a blessing blocker, right? And you need to go ahead and use the word of God as your slinger, as your rock, and throw it at that Goliath. Throw it at that giant. Throw it at that issue. Your best is enough. That is your rock. That is your stone. That your best is enough to shatter what the enemy had tried to build, to block. Your best is enough. Don't continue to try to figure it out. Don't get all intimidated. you know, about what you don't have. Because again, yeah, God is fully aware of what you don't have, but he wants you to be aware of what you do have. He wants you to know you have more than enough to execute what I have been showing you or telling you for the past days, weeks, months, or even years for that matter. Because there's still a lot of us that are still sitting on the sidelines for years, still waiting and hoping. And I'm telling you, it's not going to happen the way you want it to happen. You got to get up. You got to get that courage. You got to really, truly believe that you are just as capable and more qualified than anybody else that has 10 degrees and 10 letters behind their names. Okay? You know what I mean by that, right? Because we get intimidated by those who are scholars and those who've been teaching for 20 some years. And here you are, you see yourself as a teacher or a professor, but you only have the highest degree, and that may be your college degree, but you know, in the world's perspective, oh, that's not enough. You need a master's or you need a doctorate in order to teach in a collegiate level. Well, that's what you say, but what does God say? Because I guarantee that those professors, I guarantee most of them did not even started out with a doctorate degree or even a master's degree for that matter when they started teaching college level. I guarantee you. Now, maybe as they, you know, years later, while they were still, you know, teaching, they probably went on, moved forward and completed that goal. Yes. But they still went, even though they didn't have all of those pedigrees, all those credentials or whatever, they still did it anyway because they saw their best and they went on anyway because they knew there was something burning inside of them. There was passion of what they loved doing and they wanted to execute that passion and be a blessing to others. And so they went forward and they just trust God that if something was going to change for them. They knew the odds. They knew that people were going to look at them based on their sex, based on the color of their skin and all this other stuff. But they still kept moving. And I guarantee you, some of them will tell you the truth. They're like, yeah, it wasn't easy. Yeah, I wanted to give up, but it was just something burning inside of me. God continued to pour that vision in my heart, and there was just no way I could sit still. And I just had to do something, and I had to realize that there was more than enough in me to execute my best, so I can go out there and be a blessing to someone out there. I could teach people. I can, you know, educate them. I can help them and, you know, and create a future, you know, help develop this future of great artists, great, you know, engineers or great teachers or great whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they went for it and they did it. They did it. And you can do the same thing too. So maybe your best is education. Maybe you want to, you know, teach, but you didn't make that happen, or something happened in your life to permit you from making that happen. And now you're looking at your life and you're looking at your age and you're looking at the issues that's going on in education today. And now you're like, maybe I shouldn't have teach. Maybe it's a good thing I didn't make that effort because the way how these kids are today, or maybe, you know, and of course we think those thoughts, but if you still have that passion inside of you, man, don't let that thing die out. You go make that happen. Your best is enough. Your best is enough. And here it is. Here it is, y'all. Here it is. Guess what? Technology is free. Technology, the information that you find on Uncle Google, Uncle Google, is free information. So you can go on your free laptop or your free iPhone or whatever you have, whatever technology you have in your house, you go in there and you go on Uncle Google or you go on any other search engine that you find and you go ahead and start typing in information in relation to that area that you love doing. And you go ahead and start educating, start learning, start pulling in some resources, some information that can help you, right? Yeah, because I get it. You know, you've been out of pocket for 20-some years or whatever, you know, and you know things have changed in the education system and all of that, right? And you definitely need to be up to date in all of those things, right? And I'm not saying don't go to school or nothing like that, because you can still go to grad school. You can still go to college for those of you who don't even have a college degree, you know? But whatever you are, wherever you are right now, don't let that be your end. And don't allow the world to tell you that you are, that, you know, there's nothing left for you to give. Your best is enough. There's more in you. There's more seasons in you. There's more dreams in you. There's more visions, ideas in you. Don't let the world tell you you're too old, that you don't have anything to give. You should have done this when you were in your 20s, or if not in your 30s, okay? But now you're 50 plus and you're 60 plus, you know, and or some of you probably in your mid 40s and you think it's too late. That's a lie. No, come on. You still have more than enough. If God has gifted you with life every morning, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new way of living. And God is working on new things for you. He's working out new things for you. And we just let this day slip by because we allow the world to tell us that we're not good enough, that we're getting older and, you know, we don't have the funds. We're still in debt. And, you know, well, I don't have the money and I don't have this. I don't have that. But you have something inside of you that God is trying to birth out of you, but you'll keep blocking him to do it because of your negative thinking. You are judging yourself. You are rejecting you. It's not the world that's rejecting you. You are rejecting you. Have you thought about that? You rejecting your own self. Whereas people normally would do that, right? The people that you associate with, the people that you worked with, the people that you hung with, the people that you lived with. They rejected you. They betrayed your trust or what have you. You've been hurt. Yes, we all have been there. We've been burned. Yes, we all have been there, right? But what about you? How do you feel about you? And if you have some ill feelings about yourself, then you need to talk to God about that and let him fix that. Let him change your eyesight about how you see yourself. Let him be the one to correct your vision, your spiritual vision, so you can see how he sees you. Mm-hmm. Because when you start seeing the way God sees you, then you will see your best. You will see the greatness in you. Because God poured greatness in you. He's poured greatness in me and everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice. There's greatness in you. It doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter how often you've been doing it. But there's greatness in you. And he's the one that can clean you out from the inside out. He's the one that can make the corrections. He's the one that can uproot those issues that continues to resurface every now and then and causes you to backfire, causes you to backslide, as they used to say back in the day, right? It causes you to just, you know, to get afraid or scared or just, you know, mess your own self up. And yes, we may have those episodes every now and then, but we will know how to channel those things. We will know how to deal with it because now we know how to seek God first. And we would say, Lord, thank you for healing me. Thank you, God, for making me better. Thank you, God, for removing this poison out of my heart, out of my mind, out of my soul. That's what that communication comes in. That's where that relationship comes in. You know, God is about the best. He is the best. He's the best thing that ever happened in your life. Yes. Right. So when you have this burning desire, when you have some ideas and some visions and you get excited about these things, that's God pouring his best in you. But yet you continue to reject him. because you don't have that, you don't believe in yourself enough that you are qualified to make those things happen. Again, look at that little boy. His name was David. Yeah, he had a lot of things against him. First of all, he's a little kid. Second of all, he never fought before. He never been in a battle before. Come on with it, right? You know, he's this little scrawny little kid. I don't know. I want to say he was a teenager. Don't quote me, but I know he was a young buck. You know what I'm saying? And he had a whole lot against him, man. But he did not allow his size, his age, his lack of, to stop him. Because he wanted to get past Goliath because he knew the promises of what God had said to him was already there. And Goliath was a nuisance. He was just in the way. You know, David didn't even, David did not sat there and have a dialogue with Goliath. He said a couple of things what he needed to say, and he just went on ahead and killed the man. He didn't have a conversation. He's like, well, you know, let's sit down and negotiate. Let's compromise. Let's have a, you know, let's work out some things. You know what I'm saying? David didn't do all that. But we want to go ahead and have a dialogue, and we want to go ahead and have a talk with the enemy and all this. No, devil, get out of my way. Get thee behind me, you know, and go and kill it. Kill it and move forward, because he's an enemy blocker. God, the devil is an enemy blocker. He's a blocker. He's there to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what Goliath was all about. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. And David was not going to let the devil win. He was not going to let Goliath dominate. He was not going to let Goliath continue to, increase his arrogance, because he was all about that. He was arrogant and prideful. Oh, my goodness, because he was so tall and he was so strong. And not just the physical stance of that man. You know, he had no God in him. He had Jehovah in him. You know, he was just all about himself. And he thought he could just do whatever he want, whenever he wanted, how he wanted, right? David like, nope. And you have to look at what has been, that's been blocking you, you know, for so many years. You know, there are things in your life that you got to stand up to. And just like, you know what? Not anymore. I refuse. Devil, you don't have no power over my life no more. I'm not giving you that. I'm shutting you down. Okay? God is in control of my life. He loves me. He wants the best for me. There are dreams that he's been pouring in my heart that I want to see come to fruition. I want to be a blessing to others. There are places that God has assigned for me to go, and I want to take advantage of that. I'm not going to die here in my depression. I'm not going to sit here and just be destroyed by the words of depression. I'm not going to do that anymore. My best is enough. Your best is powerful, that it can knock down the walls. Just like that stone killed and knocked down Goliath, your best can knock down your Goliath. It can knock down the oppression, the depression, the lack, or whatever that has been in your face that has been that blocker for such a long time. You have it in you. You have it in you. Your best is enough. You don't need to go and buy extra. God and I say that. You have it in you. It starts right there in home base. You have it in you. You got it right there. Take it. Use it. Give God thanks with it, for it, right? And go. Do your thing. Whatever that is. Whatever that is. If you enjoy cooking and you want to, and you always dreamt of creating a cookbook, baby girl, do it. Make it happen. Okay, so what? Somebody, you know, but they know how to make peach cobbler. Yeah, there's people know how to make peach cobbler, but there's people who don't. There's so many different recipes for a 7-up pound cake. Yeah, there are. The recipes might be, the ingredients may be a little slightly different, you know, but who cares? If you know what you have is good enough, go for it. Go for it. Because we always got to make comparisons. You know, that's another blocker. When we see somebody else doing what you love doing, then you go ahead and compare. And you be like, well, oh, well, hers look better than mine, or their look tastes better than mine, or her outfit looks better than mine, or okay, what? So what? She may add a little something, something here and there, but that doesn't mean that yours ain't no better. What's wrong with that? Why do we do this to ourselves? Again, it's not the people, it's us. We reject our own self. We block our own self because of doubt, fear, because of, you know, previous incidents that took place in our lives. And we go back and back down memory lane, you know, and we just allow the enemy to repeat or rehearse those moments where, you know, we got hurt or we got rejected or someone betrayed our trust and, you know, all of that. And we just fall right back into that same little bubble and say, I can't do this. There's no hope for me. I don't have the qualifications. I can't do this. I can't be a doctor or be a nurse, or, you know, when you're 52 years old. So what? Yes, you can. Again, for us religious folks out there, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, you need to stop saying that, because you just saying it to make yourself look cute, because you don't believe what you just said. You don't believe God's word. So what's the point? But if you say you believe God, you know God, he's in you, then you know his word is life. You know his word is active. Okay, his word ain't dead, because he ain't dead. He is the word. Come on. So every time you say something in regards to the word of God, you better believe that's life. You better believe that's going to give you the energy, the power to move forward. Your best is enough, because God is enough. Remember that. Your best is enough, because God is enough. He is pouring his best in you. He's pouring it into your mind, in your dreams, in your visions. He's telling you what you need to do. So don't shut him out like that. Because when you shut him out, you shutting out your future. You shutting out your destiny. You shutting out the opportunities that he has specifically designed and created for you. And then we go sit in the corner like, well, when is God going to move? What he's going to do? He ain't going to do anything, because you kicked him out. You kicked him out with your words. You kicked him out with your arrogance. You kicked him out with your fear. You kicked him out because you didn't believe in him. You didn't believe what he said. Oh, you know how to say it. You know how to speak those verses, but you don't apply it because you don't believe. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but really look at your life, look at where you are. You could be so much further than where you are right now, and you know those are areas in your life that you definitely need God to deliver you from that fear, that pain, that hurt. You know, because there's a lot of us that's been deeply rooted, deeply hurt, I'm saying. And it's been rooted so far down, you can't even pluck it out. Only God can be the one to heal you from the inside out. And while he's doing that, then you are taking that step forward, one step at a time. And you are moving forward to start creating your best, you know, and you are formulating, you are planning. Right. You are, you know, creating that design. You know, you are cooking that great recipe. You're making that great meal. Right. You are blessing others with your traveling skills. You are taking that initiative to really start creating your own empire in your own home. Now you could be able to financially start preparing things, doing things for the future, for your kids. Your kids are your future, by the way. If you didn't realize that, they are your future. It's not just you, honey. It's your babies, right? That your best can really, you know, help you financially. It can get you out of debt. See, God already has a solution. He already has a solution just for you. We still scratching our head and trying to figure out how to get, you know, we play the Mega Millions and stuff like that, hoping that we get that number. Don't act like you haven't played it. Don't act like it. Don't do it. I've done it before. So hush up. Don't. You know you did it. Right? And we're trying to find all different things, different ways, you know, to get that fast buck. And it may work for some, but still that's not going to help because you don't have no discipline anyway in how to really be wise with that money. But if you trust God like you say you do, if you really believe in him, don't you know he knows how to take care of you? He takes care of you better than you take care of yourself. He is a great teacher. Do you know that? God is a wonderful teacher. And he can teach you some things, right? He can help you in some areas. If you really want a change in your life, if you really want to be better and do better, he will be there to assist. He will be there to help you. He will direct your path, right? He's a wonderful God. But remember, everybody, your best is enough. So just go. Just make it happen. Stop rejecting yourself. Stop rejecting your power. A lot of you think you don't have power. Yeah, if you got God in your life, you have power. You are anointed. You are a powerful being. Okay? If you got God in you now, you saved. If you give your life to Christ, yes, it's already equipped in you. Mm-hmm. Now you can boldly say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Because now you know who God is and you know he's in you and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So your best is enough, daughter. Your best is enough, sister. Your best is enough, my friend. Just go ahead and make it happen. Make it happen and do the best. Be the best that you can be. Right? Because you're blessing others out there. It's not about you. It's about being a blessing to others. God is pouring into you so you can go ahead and pour to someone else. And then it'll be an overflow, abundance. It'll be an overflow of blessings. And of course, you could take that overflow and you can eat from that. Woo! Come on! You can eat from that baby. You will never be thirsty or hungry again because God takes good care of his children. When you stay connected to him, my pastor preached this powerful word this past Sunday. Oh, my goodness. And then the scripture he read to support his sermon. You know, if you abide in me, when Jesus said, abide in me, I abide in you. If you abide in me, I will abide in you. You know, you stay connected with him, he will be connected to you. When you stay connected to God, when you stay connected to him, baby, you are connected. You ain't got to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about nothing. Whatever you need is already being transferred to you. Right? But if you choose not to abide in him, guess what? You're going to be like that broken branch that's sitting out there on the dirt. On that ground is going to wither and die. And what they do with that branch, they go ahead and throw it in the fire. You die. Your dream die. Everything of you dies. Don't let that be your ending story. Right? Don't let that be your end. You're just walking into your beginning. Right? You're just walking into your beginning. So yes, your best is enough. Just go with it. Have fun with it. Be blessed in it and be a blessing to others. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, I'm going to let you go. I hope this truly blessed you. Hope this came right on time for you. And oh man, I hope this really, really touched your heart. I really, really do, because it's touching mine. You know, this God is speaking to me too, because, hey, I don't have it all together. You know, I'm grateful. I'm seeing some great improvements in my life, but there's still some areas in my life that, yes, I do need God to help me with, so I don't have to continue to mess my own self up. Ain't nobody doing it but me. Ain't nobody doing it but me. But we're going to close it with a prayer, guys. And I hope you have a phenomenal day, evening, and a great week, if not weekend, depending on what time that you are listening to me. But I love you, my beautiful people, all over the world, over in Canada, over in Zimbabwe. Hello, over to Amsterdam, and even up in New York and New Jersey. What's up, family? Hey, hey, hey. So, God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my family. I pray, God, that what I have spoken to your people, that they are eating it up and they are taking it in, and that they are talking to you about it as we speak. Because, God, you have created every single one of us. And so you have implemented greatness in each of us. You have already poured your best in us. And we need to know and understand that what you poured is enough to get us started, to get us moving, to get us activated, to go ahead and be a blessing to those, to minister to those with the gifts and the talents, the assignments that you have put for us. Help us, O Lord, to believe in you and not get so caught up in the world's way of how to live. Teach us, O Lord, to focus on you. Teach us, O Lord, to start loving ourselves from the inside out. Yes, there's some things about us that we are not pleased and we're not excited about, but God, you are our healer. You are our deliverer, and you are the one that can transform us from the inside out. We can't do that no more. We need to just let it all go and let you come in and clean us out so we can go ahead and live abundantly, live pure at heart, and to enjoy the beauty of life, this life that you have created and gifted us with. Teach us, O Lord, to live in the moment, to live in our best, and help us to understand that what we pour is enough. It's enough. It's enough. And that overflow, that abundance, the leftovers, oh, that's for us to enjoy. That's for us to just eat and just drink in and just giving you glory and praise and honor. It's you, O Lord, that we give you praise this day. Thank you for the change. Thank you for the new beginnings. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love for us. We give you praise this day. In Jesus' name, amen.